And welcome back to Project Independence in You here at WCWP.org, 88.1 on your FM dial. David dials in all the time. Or you can stream us live or find us archive, WCWP.org. So now we changed it up a little bit today, Christina. We're doing a talk of the town, and we talk a lot about what's going on in the town of North Hempstead for Project Independence residents and also everybody, because there's so much going on in the town. In fact, later on, we're going to be talking to the commissioner of our Solid Waste Management Authority, Robert Lang, and we're going to talk a little bit about the STOP program, throwing out pollutants, how to do it properly and be very safe. So, Christina, how are we today?
I know, we're real good. We're throwing everybody off, I think, with the change in schedule.
You really
are. We're making
it
work. We're really confusing the residents out there. But the first guests were really phenomenal. I think that's super important information and some concrete tips we love on the show, and we could actually walk away with these little golden nuggets, you know, that were shared. And I was sitting there writing down everything she was saying too. I thought Mindy was wonderful and all that nutritional information.
I know. I had a friend texting me, ask her this. Yeah, so people are listening, and we thank you so much.
But it's really wonderful, and certainly we're officially in summer now, which we're all very excited about. And North Hempstead has a lot of great programs coming up this summer. We just want to get the word out there. Last week we had on the Parks Department discussing all their wonderful concerts, and they were just at our joint advisory that we had this week, which was wonderful too.
It really was. It was great. We have to give a shout out to everybody.
Absolutely.
Both, you know, the Department of Services for the Aging, you know, Nancy Mizrahi, who does kind of run all of the advisories, and she pulled this together, and we the support of community services staff, and it was really a great program, a good turnout.
No, and it was all, you know, it's really important, you know, to acknowledge all of our wonderful members on the advisories who have been on you know, for years now. You know, these advisory committees really are the boots on the ground for us. And that's where we get all of our information, what's really needed in that community. And it's and they're so committed. And there's great programs that have come out of it. So kudos to all them.
I mean, our Great Neck Advisory Committee, isn't that where the idea for taxi transportation?
Yes. Talking, and then, I mean, the pedestrian safety that
subcommittee,
Shari did.
It's wonderful. I mean, that's, we listen. We go into each, you know, advisory committee, and every area is a little bit different.
And I think
needs.
That, yeah, and that's a wonderful thing to mention. Is that, you know, North Hempstead is a huge township, and all different regions have different needs based upon location and, and all different factors. So I think that's why they're really great, these regional advisory committees, because you really know what is needed in that particular community on top of just the general services.
It works, so we're not fixing it.
That's right. And if you want to join, just you could come. You're not, you know, you're not committed to come every time it's there. You can check it out. You can be as vocal as you want, or just, you know, as quiet as you want also, and just kind of see what's going on. My favorite part of the advisories is when people have lived in the same community for so many years and didn't know each other, and now they're in this new space where they could meet each other. So I think it's really great. So
that's funny, because I remember when I was facilitating the Great Neck Advisory, we had two members there. The women, they didn't know each other.
I love that.
And one of them, I guess, was using their maiden name, and the other woman said, did you go to, I can't remember what school it was, what kindergarten.
Yeah.
They remembered each other from kindergarten. The next meeting, they brought in pictures.
Yeah, that was I remember that, because I came with you that day.
Yeah.
It was such a wonderful thing, because, you know, they were looking at each other, and they were like, why, you know, like, they could still recognize,
and
you know.
I think my aunt also was in that school.
Yeah.
My aunt
ours. Yeah.
And it was really wonderful, because these women are in their late 80s now, mid to late 80s, and like, they recognized.
Right, and they were able to, you know,
wonderful.
Like rekindle a friendship,
yeah.
which I think is the best part of things.
And they helped each other.
Yeah.
One drove, one didn't,
right.
So it really has worked out.
No, that's really an important thing. And if you want to join, call 311. They're, you know, we're on a break for the summer from them, but they will pick up in September. And Nancy really schedules great speakers.
Yes.
Come to the advisories too. So it's definitely worth checking out, so. That's just a little plug for our advisories,
all
and
right.
Clap to you. But the concert programs, they are all over the place. It's amazing. I can't even begin to tell you how many different concerts are going on. At Clark Botanic Garden, There are some a bunch of Tuesday night shows. They have Family Night in the Garden, which is a live production of Madagascar. That's going to be on July 11th at 7 p.m. So that's kind of fun for the whole family. On July 18th, it's Folk Night in the Garden, which is wonderful. And then they have on July 25th, Instrumental Pop Music Night with the New York Brass Choir, and August 1st, Arts in the Garden, which is a ballet and art show. Oh. So it's really interesting. And I mean, we always talk about Clark Botanic Garden
so
and how beautiful it is.
Oh,
I mean, it's such a gem in the town. And I think it's so nice to sit out there in the beautiful weather and enjoy these free concerts.
You know, and I've, during lunch, Shari and I have gone over and walked in the park,
yeah.
And it's just beautiful, and the scents, and the water, and the creek. It's just a lovely, lovely place.
We have a tree there.
You have
that's
a tree
right.
there?
I remember that.
Yeah, we had a tree growing in our garden. It had been extinct at one time. Somebody found one, and there were cuttings. It's going back over 150 years. And it just didn't work in our garden. It was growing, but it was the runt of the litter. So we donated it. It's a Franklinia.
Oh, okay. So it's thriving now over
oh,
up
yes.
shore.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So I love that story. I remember when
that
you and Joan
great.
Told me that.
Yeah.
So you can go and you could visit the Linden's tree also on
right.
top of the free
All
concert.
Right.
Right. By the way, I feel I should help carry on a tradition of this program. So tell me, what's going to happen in, I don't remember how many days from today.
Oh, John will be very proud of you. You know, I think we were at 70 days since, because John, right now we're counting days since the birthday of Christina Liu. And once we hit the half birthday, we start counting up. So there's a system. There's a very serious system to this whole birthday madness.
I don't want to put any pressure on John, but, you know, the Christina birthday party
I
right
know.
Here at WCWP and our Project Independence and You was...
Rebecca did throw quite the epic bash here. I don't know if the studio's ever seen so many colorful things and beads everywhere.
And confetti. And, yeah, it was quite the party. So, John, you know, I guess...
So that she is challenging
really,
you, John,
it's
to
a challenge. It's the challenge. I still have about 38 crowns. If you need, Christina really likes crowns, just a little.
No, it's wonderful. But thank you, David, for bringing up a very important thing.
Yes.
But back to North Hempstead's right. concerts. There's a great event they're going to be doing. It's called The Town North Hempstead Goes Country. So for all you country music fans out there, on Saturday, July 15th at Manor Haven Beach Park, Broken Road will be there, who is a Rascal Flatts tribute band. And I'm really impressed with that. They really do look like Rascal Flatts. It really blows my mind. I'm looking at a picture currently, and it's really amazing. And then on Sunday, July 16th at North Hempstead Beach Park is going to be Ring of Fire, which is a Johnny Cash tribute band, too.
Right.
You bring a chair, you can bring food, which is nice, and just really enjoy the beautiful beach. There is parking at the beaches, though. So the event is free, but there are parking fees for these two programs at the beach.
And just call 311
Absolutely.
For more information.
You get all information on that.
Well, we have a lot of
arts
and
yeah.
concerts.
This is the North Hempstead Summer Concert Series Improv for Kids is at Charles Fuchsola Park on July 25th. There's on July 11th,
that's
Magic.
Place. That's a little
yeah.
gem right there in Carl
Absolutely.
Place.
It's tucked away. But it's really a great facility, too. There's at Clark Botanic Garden. There's the Red Pants Band. And this is all for a lot of kids programs. So you could
Grammy
check
award-winning
out.
Composer
yes.
is going to be there.
There you go. What I also love that's actually kicking off this at Bunky Reed Park, which is in Westbury,
yes.
on July 7th at 7:30 p.m., there's going to be the music of Ray Charles.
Wonderful.
So that'll be a great little tribute to that, and this is kicking off the summer series. So, and it's they have all these have rain dates right. too, so you can call 311 to also get that.
And you don't have to register for any of these.
Nope, you just show up. Absolutely.
If you have any questions, call. You know, but
right.
if the weather does look kind of bad, please call 311 just to make sure that it's still going on.
Absolutely. And I just want to mention a couple of others at North Hempstead Beach Park on July 9th is going to be Alive and Kickin. They will
Ooh.
Be there. So we mentioned Ring of Fire on July 16th. On July 23rd is 45 RPM.
I just want to say we love 45.
Yes,
we love
absolutely.
All these bands. And we are actually going to have 45 RPM play for our beach feast as well.
Oh, great. And that's because that's going to be music from the 60s, the 70s, 80s, and today. So they really are covering all their
yeah.
bases, which I think should be really, really a wonderful time. On July 30th, the Carpies are going to be there,
yeah.
Which is a 60s group. On August 6th is the Gold Coast Orchestra will be there. So there's all different types of music. They're really, so there's something for everyone,
which is a wonderful summer concert series at North Hempstead Beach Park, formerly known as Bar Beach.
Yes. Yes.
But, you know, it's really a great venue. You're on the beach,
and I just love it. It's really great. And the fact that the event itself is free and you could bring, you know, your own whatever you want to bring with
picnic, or your beach set up, and dance a little bit. It's really lovely. So if any of these are intriguing to you, please come down and enjoy this
beautiful
park. And they have a whole guide
on the North Hempstead website of all different, the parks put out a guide of all different programs and just information about all the parks. Or you can call 311 to have that sent out to you because it's really informational. And North Hempstead certainly has a lot of parks and great programs.
Right.
So check that out. Also at the beach, Rebecca, is Fun Day Monday.
Yes,
we'll be kicking off on July 10th. This is a free program. There's no parking cost for Fun Day Monday.
No.
So that's really is wonderful too.
Right, Fun Day Monday is a program that's been, I think, going on for
like
30 years plus at North Hempstead Beach Park, and it's every Monday. With a rain date of a Thursday, and we have entertainment, and we have a concession stand, and people get line dancing, and we have a health fair, and a veterans ceremony.
And, too, they could have the farmer's market, I heard, will be back. Which is you can get a bunch of fresh fruit and vegetables, too, there, which is nice. The Books at the Beach book club.
Right. There's the book club. There's fitness classes.
The coloring, the mindfulness coloring.
Mindful coloring, one of my faves.
Yeah.
And, you know, yoga, which is now one of my faves, as I will become a yoga official, a yoga instructor on Sunday as I graduate my yoga teacher training.
You'll be a yoga nerd.
I am. Yoga. I'm a yogini. So, Fun Day Monday, and there is transportation to Fun Day Monday. Call 311. We can get you there. I believe there's like 9 buses that go throughout the town.
Yeah.
But we are actually, Christina, coming to the end 30 seconds. That was 15 minutes that flew by
with Christina Liu and David Linden.
We are going to come, our next is going to be our old-time radio show, and that's with old-time radio Damon Runyon Theater, Hold'em Yale, and we'll be back in a few seconds. Stay tuned.